820 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. Hey, Albert Varicalo is here, the Du Bois Dream guy.
yeah, that's probably a good way of putting it.
Albert, it's great to see you once again. It's been several weeks. I know that the Dream, the youth program's been very, very busy, especially the travel program. If you're able to, in a couple of minutes, get us caught up to date on what's happening for the Du Bois Dream.
Yeah, you kind of already summarized the main thing, which has been our travel ball. We've had kids playing in tournaments left and right, kids all the way from 10, 11 years old, all the way up through seniors. We've had some college commitments out there. The biggest things that obviously we post about, but it's been really cool to see it come together. Kids are definitely developing, and I was actually talking with someone yesterday. It's like some of these kids are doing so much in the spring. There's their prom, there's track, there's baseball, there's softball, and they're still making time for basketball. And that's what I love to see. It's like, it's not forced on them. A lot of them just love playing. And that's kind of what we're there for, is the kids that really enjoy and basketball is kind of their favorite sport. It's there for them to continue playing during the spring, summertime.
And give us an idea of how that has grown over the last several years here for the Dream.
It's been up and down. Depends on how many kids in the area are really interested in it. But I'll be honest, we have, about 10 teams going right now with, anywhere from 8 to 10 kids in each team. And then now we're going to be expanding into some camps. We're doing a camp in Brockway here coming up here in June. We'll be doing our prison tour stuff. It's just, all this is kind of just like merged together. And then, as you know, we're starting to go overseas with some of our stuff too. It's just, it went from our minor league season and solely just like, pro minor league to now youth all the way up through, from camps to, we're going to try and get involved more in the 3-on-3 stuff. It's just, I don't know. Our AAU stuff has been a lot of fun just because, these kids that are really into it, they really take advantage of the opportunity in our area, and it helps them get to that next level. Now we're having kids where we were trying to get a kid to college was our goal. Now it's turning into kids are not only getting college stuff, but they're now at the scholarship level. So we're going to keep moving that forward. And now some of these kids that have played in our group are starting to graduate college, and I'm going to try and get them to that next level in the professional level. Yeah. So that's kind of the rundown of that, but it's, it's just fun. It's just another opportunity in our area, because there's a lot going on, but I really keep trying to reiterate to people, if you don't enjoy basketball, don't be playing right now. Like, there's so many other options you can do. There's that travel, soccer, baseball, all
certainly,
that.
Certainly.
But the basketball ones that are really drawn to it, that's what we're looking to hone in on and really help.
Well, absolutely. And even on a personal note, I always enjoy keeping up to date on the Dream, following social media. It's always so neat to see when you see about some of these Dream alumni signing letters of intent to go to a certain college, and then seeing those that are getting into semi-pro ball or even the coaching ranks.
Yes, coaching too,
It's just amazing to see that growth and that development over the years.
Yeah, now we're merging the two together. Like, some of these kids that played in our high school AAU, like, I have two of them that are going to be playing in our prison games. So that's kind of our outreach in the area as well. It's, people kind of think that's crazy, but it's actually really, like, a lot of people have fun, and it's actually pretty good competition in our area. These guys are basically practicing and training for the game that we're going to be playing against them. We've had to push this most recent one back because of our AAU team, but we'll be doing that one in June, looking to have two prison games in June. So that'll be a nice community outreach for us.
I wanted to touch base with you and kind of tease you a little bit. I see that the Dream is finally going to be going to prison.
going to prison.
Tell us about that outreach a little more.
Yeah, so we've had people from the prisons reach out to us because they see some of the stuff we're doing in our area, and we kind of tackle different things, and I'm really open to a lot of stuff. And the first prison game we did went really well, and then it continues on. Someone sees you, end up getting cleared, so then it's not a big of a process to get into the prisons.
The first one's probably the toughest.
Exactly. Yeah. So once you get cleared, then it's open for the next year to play. So that's where, they bring us in, and actually the facilities aren't bad, and it's nice just to interact because everyone's really respectful. Now, I had one person say, I keep my trash talking down when I'm in the prison, but that's obviously kind of a minor joke, but it's a lot of fun, and that's starting to take hold and take precedent over, like, TBT is kind of switched their model up. Now we're adjusting and pivoting. We're doing a money tournament in Florida. We have some connections in Florida, so we'll be doing the prison tour in June. We'll be doing a Florida tournament in June, and then we'll probably be getting back to our AAU stuff in July. And that's part of the thing I wanted to bring up, was the college stuff has switched a lot. I know college coaches that are still looking for players for their next year. So that'd be seniors. It seems so late to the game, but that's just the changing of the landscape of college. So now I'm trying to get these juniors looks in the summertime going into the fall. So it's been a lot, but it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, just keep an eye out for our dream stuff and really just follow along. And I appreciate you following along and supporting Dan.
Absolutely.
It goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. And we look forward to keeping our finger on the pulse of the dream here as we head into summertime. And we'll try to, as frequently as is possible, we'll try to get you in here, Albert, to do some updates. So, hey, thank you for catching us up to speed here. You did that pretty well within a couple of minutes.
So. Yeah, it's always good to come in and catch up with you, Dan, and people I think like to keep up with the stuff and kind of get a more verbal explanation than just some of the posts. So.
Yeah, and if you want to keep up with those posts, just check out the Du Bois Dream on Facebook, on Instagram. Where else are you?
We're on X as well as on TikTok as well a little bit. We're going to start getting that stuff out there. So, yeah, definitely follow along. And anybody that's interested, reach out and try and connect, and we'll try and make something happen.
Absolutely. Albert Varicalo, thank you so much, sir. Have a great one.
You too. Thanks, Dan.